in your car, in your kitchen, on your AI device, on DAB, and on the internet. The new Awaz is here. Awaz FM on 99.8.
Okay, and welcome back to the Drive Time Show. This is Awaz FM Community Radio. You're tuned into 99.8 FM and DAB Digital Channel 70 in and around South Hampshire. Very good afternoon to you all. Welcome back. Do get in touch with us in the studio, 023-8198-0072. You can WhatsApp us on 077-84-691-440. Me and Daniel are still here with you and talking you through the day today. We have a very special guest in the studio today. He looks like a Richard, but he's not. He is, in fact, Keith. Keith McAllister, very good afternoon to you.
Good evening, Ali. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. So you've come to us to talk to us about something really special happening in Southampton and how people can be... winning £700?
That's the possibility. I'm here to talk about soup, and I don't mean tomato soup or leek and potato.
No.
It's soup is an event. It actually, soup stands for Support Air Urban Projects, and it's basically microfinancing and seed funding for startup ideas. So we Action Hampshire.
I love how you are, going to make this work. We'll talk a little bit about that, but tell me a little bit about yourself and, you know, your role in all of this.
Yeah, so I have been working in the charity and social enterprise sector now for about 10 years.
Okay.
And I've worked with Action Hampshire on lots of different projects. So Action Hampshire are a Hampshire-based charity who give voice to people and organisations within the VCSE sector.
Okay.
And the opportunity came up recently with Energise Me, which is another Hampshire-based charity who create happier and healthier communities through physical activity and sport.
Yeah.
So we was having conversations with them about what we can do to start some projects or get some ideas going, which would be activity related in Southampton and Portsmouth.
Why did this come about?
Why is it doing? I think it's really important for people to be active. I think that in high priority areas, which we've identified, inactivity is. I'll speak for myself as well. I go to the gym quite regularly and I train quite regularly. And I know the benefits, not only for my physical health, but for my mental health.
Yeah.
So we're looking to promote that in high priority areas, as I said, and in these communities where it's going to be best suited.
Okay. And you're working in partnership with Energise Me.
Yeah.
Who is another charity. And what does Energise Me do in total? I mean, what's their line of work?
Yeah. So they... promote happier and healthier communities through physical activity and sport.
Okay.
That's their remit.
Cool. And so we're talking about soup, and as you mentioned, soup stands for Support Our Urban Projects. And who came up with the idea of soup?
So it started in Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, many years ago.
Okay.
So it started off really small. There's parts of Detroit which are really economically and socially deprived areas.
Uh-huh.
And they set up this soup idea of where local people could come and invest in startup ideas in their own community.
I suppose it's a really interesting name because it's sort of, like a welcoming type. You know, come and see what it's all about.
Yeah. And I know it is called soup, like Support Their Urban Projects, but you do actually get a bowl of soup when you arrive at the event.
Okay. How does it work? Come on.
So how it works is... so. Action Hampshire and Energise Me will be hosting events which give people the opportunity to learn more about inspiring projects across Hampshire and how you can support them.
Mm-hmm.
So think of soup events as a socially focused crowdfunding project in which members of the community pay a small entry fee in return for a delicious bowl of soup and the right to vote on one of the few local causes pitching to win the prize fund.
Oh.
Which is the sum, the prize fund will be the sum of the entry money, so what people pay for the bowl of soup, and a generous donation of £500 from Energise Me. So the more people we have through the door, the bigger the prize fund is.
Wow, okay, right. So I'll get all my team coming in.
100%.
Absolutely. Okay. And then what happens?
So when you arrive, it's a really simple idea.
Yeah.
It's a community dinner event, so people come together for a simple, low-cost community meal. So as I said, which is a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
They'll get to here. They
couldn't get much simpler than that.
It's really easy, really cost-effective.
Yeah.
And people eating together. There's a lot to be said for people eating together and talking and community.
Absolutely.
Because that's exactly what it's about.
Uh-huh.
So people will get to hear individuals pitch or small organisations pitch for 4 minutes about the project which they want to start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually something that's going to benefit the local community. And as I said, will be activity related. So to get more people active.
Yeah.
After the 4 minute pitch, we have 4 minutes of questions from the audience.
Okay.
And then
that's all the people who've come in.
All the people who've come in. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can ask if you wanted more clarity about what the idea was or if you wanted to help, what's going to look like in the future, how are they going to scale it up or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You can ask those questions then.
Okay.
And then once we've heard all the four pitches, the people get to vote. So they get to vote.
Brilliant. Okay.
And it's really simple. The person with the most votes wins.
Yeah. couldn't be much simpler than that. So anybody can apply for this?
Anyone can apply. So it can be from an individual. You do not have to be an organization. You do not have to be a charity or a social enterprise. They can apply as well also.
Yeah.
But it's a person, any people in the community who wanted to do some funding to purchase equipment to set up a new activity group in Portsmouth or Southampton can apply.
Okay.
Or a community group looking to broaden their services to new users can apply. Or organizations who want to run a targeted project in their priority areas will be able to apply.
And it's a little bit like, I mean, the way you explained it, it's a little bit like Dragon's Den.
It's a bit like Dragon's Den, except the dragons aren't that ferocious.
These dragons give you proper money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's also a chance to build up your own social networks as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's about networking with like-minded people. If I've been lucky enough to be part of Soup projects around the UK now for a number of years. And it really is about community, investing in community.
Yeah.
It's about bringing local people together, sharing ideas, hearing ideas, and investing in them.
And what happens if you come in by yourself with an idea, but then you meet somebody prior to doing your pitch, and you find that actually you both can work together on a project?
Yeah. Even if you're not successful on the night, you might meet people who can help you support getting your idea off the ground.
Absolutely.
And we fully encourage that.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So examples of the projects that you're looking to for people to apply is any people who in the community who want to have some funding to purchase equipment, start a new activity group, a new community group that's looking to broaden their services to new users or help other users or
put
them to be more active. Or if you have a targeted project in your priority areas. Now, tell me about the priority areas.
So the priority areas we've identified are in Portsmouth and Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be running info sessions from the 28th, so next Monday.
Yeah.
So the first info session will be in the Western Library in Southampton from 6:30 until 7:30, where we'll be able to give more information about how you can apply. Also, the applications will be going live on Energize Me website and also Action Hampshire
website. Okay.
We'll also be running
From Monday
the 28th.
Yeah.
We will also be running information sessions in Portsmouth, in Buckland and Landport. And then we will do another one in Thornhill Baptist Church in Southampton, and then also one in Millbrook in Mansell Park. So these are the areas that we will be prioritising. We will also, if people can't make the face-to-face info sessions, we will also be running an online session, and this will be on the 6th of May, and it's from 12:30 till 1:30, and that information is available on the websites, as I mentioned, from Monday.
And when is the actual event?
So the actual events are booked in for mid-June. So the process would be, if you apply on Monday, which I'm hoping lots of your listeners will.
Yeah.
If you apply on Monday, it will go then to a panel who will then tell you yes or no if you're going to go on to the Soup live events where you get to pitch.
Yeah.
If you are a successful applicant, you'll be getting mentored in your pitch. So we're not going to just throw people in at the deep end and go, right, there you go, pitch for 4 minutes. Because a lot of people find public speaking uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
They will be supported and mentored by myself.
This is where you come in.
Yeah, so this is where I come in.
Yeah.
They will get an hour's mentoring session on about how to tell their story, because 4 minutes is like, it's really quick. It goes really quick.
And you have to say like specific words, specific, key areas that, you know, people want to hear. And
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
So, to get mentoring, right?
Yeah, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
You're exactly. telling a story in 4 minutes with a beginning, middle, and end of why you should invest in me and my project.
Yeah.
Really easy if you've got half an hour.
Yeah.
4 minutes is like, even with me, I tend to waffle for a first couple of minutes before I actually get to the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
So that's where I come in. So I mentor the applicants on and how to pitch, yeah. how to tell a story in 4 minutes, mm-hmm. and then what the actual soup event looks like. And then I will be the host with the most on the night. So you will see me at these live soup events,
yeah.
Which also encourages and gives the applicants confidence, because I've worked with them.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and I know the story, and it's about giving them confidence then to stand up on the stage and tell their story.
And one thing you mentioned in the beginning was people who come in, they have to pay an entry fee, and that money is going to be used to top up the donation that Energize Me has given. What is the entry fee?
So we're fully aware that we can't be charging £15-20 for a bowl of soup. That's not realistic, especially in the areas that we've identified.
Yeah.
So we will be looking at a £2 entry fee, or for people who haven't got £2, come along. It's pay as you feel. We're not going to refuse anyone away from the door.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so anybody can come.
Anyone can come.
Yeah. If somebody's looking to make a pitch or manage to get through the first part of the process and have been told that they can do a pitch, bring your friends and family.
Bring your friends and family, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, because they're going to vote for you on the night.
Exactly. Absolutely. How many pitches are you planning to have on the day?
So we're looking to have 4. At the moment, so 4 pitches at each soup event.
At each event.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel, do you want to tell us the dates for the events again?
Yes. So, there's 4 in-person events, wasn't it? So on the 28th of April, it's at Western Library in Southampton from 6:30 to 7:30 in the PM. From 6:30 till 7:30 PM.
Yeah.
And then at Buckland Community Centre on the 29th of April in Portsmouth from 2 till 5 PM. Then at Lamport Community Centre on the 29th in Portsmouth as well from 6:15 to 7:15. And then on the 30th of April, we've got Thornhill Baptist Church at Thornhill Park Road, Southampton from 2 till 3, followed by on the same day at Millbrook MP3 Mansell Park from 6:15 till 7:15. And then on the 6th of May will be the online event from 12:30 to 1:30 with the meeting details, obviously, on the Action Hampshire social
Absolutely.
Pages.
Keith, do you want to give out the details for how people can get in touch and the website?
Yeah, so look on Action Hampshire or Energize Me socials and website Monday the 28th.
Excellent. Keith McElter, thank you so much for coming in, and I promise not to call you Richard. especially on the day, because you're voting for us. thank you so much for coming in, and anything extra you'd like to add?
No, just thanks for having me. Look forward to hearing some of your listeners' applications.
Excellent. So again, listeners, if you would like to, your chance to win a nice pot of money for your idea to get people active, and then go on the Action Hampshire website and the Energize Me website starting from Monday, and you could be the next winner of this. Has this happened before?
Yeah. So we've had soup events across the UK, and I mean, we with the 5 live events that we're going to be running, which is 20 startup seed funding ideas that are going to be presented. It would be amazing if we could invest in them all, but the reality is like, people are going to, hopefully, even if they're unsuccessful of winning the pot on the night, that maybe it'll plant that seed to go and take that idea forward.
All the more reason why they need mentoring.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keith, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.